KQED.
President Barack Obama's decision to declare his personal support for same-sex marriage ricocheted quickly around the country yesterday. Stephanie Martin tells us about the reactions here in California.
While California is not considered a battleground for President Obama's re-election campaign, it is something of a war zone for the issue of gay marriage. As you'll probably recall, the state Supreme Court effectively legalized it in 2008, and then, just months later, voters banned it by passing Proposition 8. Los Angeles resident Michael Shepard says he and his partner tied the knot just in time.
And I've been proudly married, and I would not give it up for anything in the world.
It now appears that the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately decide whether California's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional. The president will have no say in the court's decision, but that's not dampening Shepard's optimism.
Justice is starting to happen in this country. We're at a tide of change right now. Things are moving in a positive direction.
L.A. resident Darlene Collins says she'll still vote for the president in November, even though she's not happy he's supporting same-sex marriage.
It's not what I think. It's what the Bible says about it. God's word is against gay marriages. And God created in the beginning male and female, and that's what he intends for it to be.
Democratic Congresswoman Anna Eshoo is among the many California politicians praising President Obama's choice to voice his support. The Palo Alto Democrat and longtime proponent of gay and lesbian rights says the president has done the right thing.
I welcome his decision. I think it's a wise one. I think it's a fair one. And I think that it will help move the country forward.
Californians on both sides of the issue say the president has taken a big political risk. Bill May is president of Catholics for the Common Good, one of the groups that worked to pass California's ban on same-sex marriage.
This really makes marriage a major issue in the presidential election, and I think it's a good chance it's going to be a disaster for Democratic congressional candidates across the country.
Perhaps no one understands the risks better than California's lieutenant governor, Gavin Newsom. He was mayor of San Francisco when the state Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2008. He told a gathering of supporters that other states would follow suit.
This door is wide open now. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not.
Prop 8 supporters used those words against him in political ads, hurting the same-sex marriage cause and Newsom's run for governor. He says while the president's support for same-sex marriage certainly creates enthusiasm among his political base, it does the same thing for Obama's opponents.
And particularly those that have the knives out, that know how to run a campaign like Karl Rove with these super PACs.
Tonight, the president and his re-election campaign will get their first chance to see firsthand how Democratic donors in California will respond to his decision to clarify his views on same-sex marriage. He's scheduled to attend a star-studded fundraising party in Los Angeles thrown by actor George Clooney. Organizers are expecting to raise at least $15 million, the highest amount ever raised at such an event. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie Martin.